One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
This new creation is superior to Satan. See why no Christian needs to be looking around for deliverance? He's superior to Satan. Superior to poverty. This new creation, there's something about him. He lives by the faith of the Son of God. He is a product of the faith of Jesus. Oh dear. The first man was given commandments. He was told how to live. The second man was given the life to live. The two different things. Are you still there? All right, we're talking about priesthood. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hello. Are you a priest?
Yes.
Are you sure you're a priest?
Yes.
New Testament priest?
Yes.
Are you in office?
Yes.
Or have you retired?
No.
Are you in office?
Yes.
Okay, now let's look at something. You're ready? We just read what he said, that this man also should have something to offer, because every high priest had to offer gifts and sacrifices. All right? So everyone must have something to offer. Okay. Would you now turn to the book of Psalms 141? Psalm 141. Are you there? Oh, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Run, 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 I gotta run. Ooh, 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 ooh. Psalm 141. I gotta run. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, I'm reading verse 2. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. David prays to God. He says, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. This man, David, had a revelation of the new contract. He said, let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Psalm 69. Let's read two verses. Psalm 69. I'll read to you from verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. You see the understanding of this man. Because every morning and every evening, they had to have the oblations. Now he says, let my prayer be set forth before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You know, a lot of times when we're in the house of God and we say, lift your hands to worship, some people don't understand the spirituality. Paul said, I will that all men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands.
did he get it from? That's kingdom worship. That's kingdom worship. Every Christian ought to learn how to raise his hands in worship. You raise your hands to worship God. Are you a priest? Okay, watch this now. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Do you realize? I told you the first night. I said every permanent revelation you will find in where? In the book of Revelation. If it's to stay, go to the book of Revelation. You find it there. All right, now turn to the book of Revelation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Revelation, I would like to read chapter 8 first. Chapter 8 in verse number 3. Then we'll come to chapter 5. Chapter 8. Hurry there now. Are you there? And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense. Now listen, I told you that the earthly tabernacle was a type of the real. It was a shadow of the real tabernacle in heaven. Meaning that while they were ministering in the tabernacle of the Old Testament here, there was also a ministration going on in heaven. The trouble was, there was no high priest at the time. But when Jesus died, do you remember when he was raised from the dead? The Bible tells us how that the women had come to look for it, they had come to complete the embalming because they didn't quite finish it. So they came before dawn so they could complete the embalming. And they were thinking, oh, there was a great stone rolled to cover the entrance. Who's going to open the grave for us? Who will roll the stone away? And they were thinking until they got there. And when they got there, the stone had been rolled away. What? Who did? The soldiers were gone. There's an interesting thing. They wanted to come and fix the head. In other words, complete the embalming of the head, because that they hadn't done. They looked in, no head. What had happened? Jesus had risen. The Bible tells us how that Mary was looking around for his body. Who could have taken him out? Then she saw the gardener. And she said, "Hello, please, do you know who took?" Jesus was the one she thought was the gardener. Jesus said, "Mary." She heard that voice. She recognized that voice. And she ran to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You would think Jesus would say, "Wow, go tell everybody." But no, Jesus said, "Don't touch me." This was, what would you have felt? No, Jesus quickly, he said, "No, don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." He said, "But go and tell my brethren that I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Shortly afterward, we find Jesus in Galilee. He says, "All hail." And they think it's a ghost. It's a ghost. He says, "Come, touch me. I'm not a ghost." He didn't let Mary touch him. Now he lets the disciples touch him. Someone says, "Why didn't he?" He said, "Because Mary was a woman." No. Because at the time, he was taking his bloods to heaven, to the most holy place in heaven. So there were two ascensions of Jesus. So he ascended to heaven with the blood of our redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He took that blood to the mercy seat in heaven. Moses had built a mercy seat on earth. But there was a real mercy seat in heaven. The Bible calls Jesus a minister of the sanctuary, the heavenly sanctuary. He's the high priest of the heavenly sanctuary. As long as there was no high priest in heaven, God had to deal with the Aaronic priesthood. And so there was a great veil separating the most holy place from the holy place. As long as there was no high priest in heaven, the Aaronic priests had to offer the sacrifices. As long as there was no high priest in heaven, no ministry in the inner sanctuary. But now, with the death of the Son of God, the kingdom must move.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.